This is Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. Welcome to one of the Commonwealth's greatest traditions. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electric Residential Services. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here are your hosts for Derby Day 142, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
And good morning from Churchill Downs, the 142nd Kentucky Derby, and for 91 of those years, now 92 as of today, this station has been covering the fastest 2 minutes in sports. The fastest 2 minutes in sports? Well, certainly the greatest 2 minutes in sports. Paul Rogers, good morning to you, and Gary Gupton.
Good morning, Tony. It's a spectacular day continuing our run. You know, after that awful rainy day in 2013, the last two have been beautiful. Today promises to be the same. It's a fast track, although we could get some rain by later in the day. The Derby, of course, the highlight of the day, Gary Gupton, but for me personally, the thing I love about Derby Day is it's just great racing from start to finish.
It is, and the start is what we're focusing on right now. When you think about pulling into the track this morning, Tony and Paul, and already at 7 o'clock this morning, there were 1,000 people lined up to go inside the infield here at Churchill Downs as they will be shadowed by the Twin Spires, the iconic Twin Spires. As I was making the drive in, I thought about what a moment this is for the folks who have come to Kentucky for the very first time, and they've heard about these Twin Spires, and they've heard about Churchill Downs, and today, for the first time, many of them will get a chance to see them and then participate in the greatest horse racing event in America.
Tony Bennetti is still meeting all kinds of people. I think he's just grabbing them as they come into the gate. Let's see who he's talking to now. Tony?
The sexiest basketball coach in America, Scotty Davenport. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy Derby.
Yes, and I know we're backside here. You're just kind of hanging out, but you kind of take over here. You got some. I see a lot of Bellarmine people. What's going on?
There's so many great people that have been so good to our program from day one, and it's just a way of rewarding them and just kind of, you know, exposing them to this phenomenal sport.
Now, I know you get a little crazy. Is there any time that Scotty Davenport's been shirtless at Churchill Downs on Derby Day?
No. The young Scott Davenport lived on Central Avenue.
I know, right outside.
And I was parking cars, you know, at 10, 11 years old. I say this proudly that I could be 10 or 11 years old and make $30, $35 parking cars that day. And my mom would mention college. I'm like, college?
College?
You get $35?
I'm doing this every year.
College? Yes, you are. You know, though,
all right, give me a horse.
Tom's ready. My son Doug took me to Saratoga as a surprise in August, and this two-year-old's first-time start ever at Saratoga. Tom's ready. He's in the gate today for the Kentucky Derby.
Scotty Davenport, head basketball coach at Bellarmine. Thank you so much.
Terry Miners is out amongst the throng here as we get set for the running of the roses later on today. Terry,
I'm pretty close to the front entrance, and I call this the beer zone. The smart vendors stand right inside the front gates and then determine who's thirsty enough to want a beer right when they get inside Churchill Downs. So I'm just going to walk through and let you hear all the barking that's going on.
Ice cold beer right here. Cold beer.
Like that. Ice cold beer right here. That's what they shout. He shouts it all day long. What do you say, sir?
It's a great day at Churchill Downs.
How much are beers this year?
They're 9 and 10.
And then do people tip you?
Sometimes, yeah, sure.
Do girls come up and try to talk you out of your beer?
Of course. They're beautiful women here today.
And then what do you tell the girls when you say you still need the $9?
I'll tell them it's a beautiful day at Churchill Downs.
There must be 13 guys out here hyping beers right in the front. There's
it's a beer battle, baby. I got the coldest beer. He said he got the coldest beer. Who's drinking with me?
And the zone stays hot all the way through. He was saying ice cold, ice cold, ice cold. They usually hold a beer up in one hand and then a fistful of money in the other hand to make quick change.
No line, no way.
Cold beer, no line, no wait. That's the line all the way through. Terry Miners here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Leland Conway is amongst the throng here at Churchill Downs. Leland.
All right, we are in the infield, and we're close to the backside. We're kind of right underneath the Jumbotron. We're here with Dan Griffin, who is on his 53rd Kentucky Derby. Dan, that is a lot of years compiled. I talked to a guy that did 40 earlier today, but 53, I mean, that's a lot in a row, man.
Started in 1964, and my hat that I got on that they can't see is 45 years old. I drank the beer, the Fall City beer that the hat's made out of.
Now, that's crocheted, too. So that's some serious good work. Who made it?
Some lady back in 1970.
Do you wear it anywhere else other than the Derby?
No.
Because I'm thinking it's a great fashion statement, you know?
It's old hat compared to the new types of hats they have here now. Yeah.
All right. So as you look at this, you've been through 53 of these. So you're probably pretty good at picking something. Who do you like tonight?
Well, I got Nyquist. $50 on the nose.
And that's it? Is that your only horse you're going with today?
Yes.
All right. If somebody was new to this from out of town and you were going to pick a horse for them that was not the favorite, who would it be?
Exaggerator.
That's funny because I like Exaggerator too. He's got a great name. It's pretty awesome. Of course, I'm in radio. So, hey, it's good to meet you. Good to talk to you. Thanks for chatting with us.
Let's head over to Vicki Rogers on the red carpet now, Vic.
I'm here with Richie Sambora. Okay. We love you. We love you. Who do you like in the Derby, babe?
Telling you. Moe Spirit.
Come on, guys.
Really? It's because of Spirits, right?
No, because my friend is Bob Baffert, and he trained AP last year, and I came to every race, and I got to be friends with the family, and Victor's riding him, so... And the only reason that Extravaganza guy bet him was because of wet turf. So we got dry turf today, and Victor's riding five other races today, so he's going to know that track when he comes around that third turn.
I think you're a professional.
I got a feeling it's going to be okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Richie Sambora, for News Radio 840 WHAS.
So we're going to head over. Will Clark has a very special guest. He's a basketball coach. Will?
Joining us now, University of Louisville head coach Rick Pitino. Coach, happy Derby Day.
Happy Derby to you.
Now, obviously, you're not a newcomer to the Derby, but do you still get the chills when you come into the track?
You know, actually, as you get older, you enjoy it more each year because it's the crowds get bigger, the excitement gets greater, and I'm really looking forward to this Derby.
Now, I know a lot of your former players are in town. Had a chance to catch up with them today here at the track?
Yeah, Kenny Klein's been taking them out and giving them drinks all afternoon. So I try to get them to drink coffee, and Kenny tries to get them to drink vodka.
You talked about the horses you like. You're going to do an exotic bet? You're going to box them, trifecta, or you're going to go a straight win ticket?
You know, I'm alive in the double. I like the Dick Girardi from Philadelphia. Gave me the 12 horse yesterday. So I put the 12 over the 13, 15, 20. So I'm rooting for those three horses.
Coach, thanks for your time, and have a good Derby.
All right, happy Derby.
Let's head over to Howie Lindsay in the backside at Churchill Downs. Howie?
All right, we're waiting for the race results to come back, and here they come. The trifecta is what we're looking at, and it pays $1,045. And the reason we're waiting for the trifecta to come back is that I'm standing here next to someone who bet that trifecta. Joy, what's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, how did you bet the trifecta? How in the world did you pick that race?
I don't know. I just picked some numbers and went with it.
Just picked some numbers? You didn't get any tips from anybody? Nobody giving you advice?
Well, my Joseph here, he helps me tell the tellers what I want it, and there we go. Went with it.
So the numbers just came up, $1,000. What are you going to do with $1,000 new?
Well, I'm going to get me another tattoo.
Another tattoo?
And then pay my friends off because they want to help me with my first Derby.
Now, you say another tattoo. How many do you have?
13.
13. So this is lucky number 14 tattoos based on hitting that trifecta there on Rick's. How about that? So $1,000 payoff. Howie Lindsay, News Radio 840 to BHS.
Let's find out what's going on with Mr. Coffey. Nick Coffey is joining us now. Nick?
Okay, we're hanging out here in the paddock area with Eric, who is selling mint juleps. These are $13 a piece. How many have you sold so far?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 so far.
That's pretty good. Now, there's a lot of people walking by. What's your best sales pitch? What's the main thing you do to try to get people's attention and tell them, let's buy them from Eric and not from whoever else is around?
I just say juleps.
So it's that easy, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mint julep is definitely the most popular drink out here at Churchill Downs. Let's get an estimation. How long are you going to be out here working?
Till 6.
Till 6 o'clock. Give me an estimation of how many total mint juleps you think you'll sell today.
Probably about 300.
That's pretty good. Thanks for your time, Eric.
You're welcome.
Nick Coffey, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management staff and horsemen of Churchill Downs proudly present the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, presented by Yum Brands. Please rise for the playing of My Old Kentucky Home.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Nyquist had a good beginning. Lonnie, the Japanese colt, is away last. And it is Dancing Candy in front by a neck. And here's Florent Giroux and Gunrunner. And they take the lead on the far turn. Nyquist is right in contention. And he's next to Gunrunner. And then it's a four-length gap back to Destin, who has rallied into third. Mohamed is coming on two. And they're into the stretch. And it's Nyquist. Nyquist has taken the lead on the outside. Gunrunner, second at the rail. 5 lengths back to Destin in third. And they come to the final furlong. Exaggerator is closing in. Nyquist to catch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner, Exaggerator on the outside. Nyquist and Exaggerator, they're coming to the line together. And Nyquist is still unbeaten. He has won the